How much does that give them an advantage, that extra count that he'll sit back there, which means you guys back in secondary, you got to hold your covers that much longer?
Yeah, we got to plaster longer, and the D-line got to get pressure on him, and we got to rattle. I mean, I never really see him get rattled or anything like that. I mean, he relies on his guys to make plays, and he trusts his arm.
How much better is he now than he was when he came in the league?
He's just more comfortable with the system he's running. I think the offensive coordinator that's there now has been with him in college too, so I played with him in Chicago when he was the offensive coordinator there, so I know a little bit of what his scheme is. So I think he's just been adjusted to that, and he's used to it.
How did Tony a week before, does that prepare you a little bit? Because he does some of the same things. Andrew's a little different, but he can extend a play.
Tony is more like a little wiry guy. He doesn't like just scramble around. This guy's just big. I mean, he's. And he takes his shots down the field a lot. And play Romo, he didn't really do that a lot. You know,
you can only take one Andrew Luck.
I'm going to go with Luck.
Yeah?
Yeah. Take Luck.
Talk about Reggie Wayne and why he's been able to be so special for so long.
Crafty guy, smart, understands the defense, understands his route tree. He runs all the routes. And they put him in good positions where he can get matchups. They put him in slot sometimes, backside. He's always around the field. So,
I know it's 1 of 16, but is it any more special because it's the only game people are going to be watching that night?
Yeah, it's special. I mean, this game is like, it counts as two for us, and we haven't played anybody in our division yet. So now, and I think they played two teams already. And so now it's time for us to get a game on. So I'm excited about it.
What about your quarterback? I mean, I've said a lot of conversation about Luck, but the narrative seems to be that over the last few games, Ryan Fitzpatrick has struggled. I mean, someone on the defense, what are you seeing from Ryan?
I mean, I don't necessarily just say guys just struggle like that. He's just trying to find a groove. I mean, teams are playing us differently, and new offensive coordinator and new team is coming, so they're attacking us differently. So it's things that we haven't seen. But he's making adjustments. The plays that we can get, he's just making those plays.
How do you think the way you guys have played, Daniel? You give up some yards at times, and then you've been able to get those turnovers in the red zone.
Turnovers is big. I mean, we pride ourselves on that. I mean, this is the National Football League. Guys going to make plays. You want to cut down on guys gaining yards or get them in third and long. But unfortunately, some teams have been able to run the ball on us and been very successful with that. But I think our turnovers, that's what we pride ourselves on. We can get those when we can turn the swing of the game, Playing Cowboys, they had a 14-point swing there and then, a 10-point swing. We picked the ball up in the end zone, then we got a forced fumble. So that was big. That's what we were good at.
Is that something you can sustain, giving up yards but forcing those turnovers? Can you do that the entire year?
That's our plan. I mean, we always want to get turnovers. I mean, we don't want to give up so many yards, all that, but sometimes you got to play what you're good at, and that's what we're really good at right now.
What's the difference between this year and last year with the takeaways?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't even thought much about last year, And if I can really think about it, I think at this point last year, we didn't have that many turnovers. I mean, now I think we're even halfway or right at where we were last year.
Right. So, last in the league last year, first in the league this year.
I mean, I didn't play much last year, so I can see that. That's probably one of the biggest things.
Do you know how much of a strength-on-strength situation it is with the Colts? They're first in time of possession. You guys take the ball away more than anyone in the league, so that would seem to be strength-on-strength in your eyes.
It's a good challenge. It's going to be a great challenge, great matchup. It's always different. I think, now you got to rely on special teams. And I think the field position battle, that's going to play a big part in this too. So, I mean, it's going to be a great matchup.
When you look at your part in the return game, how close are you guys coming to breaking one off?
I mean, unfortunately, you don't get as many returns on kickoff, so I think we got to definitely pride ourselves this week on punt return. We got to get a big return or get our offense in great field position. And I guess when I'm on kickoff, hopefully it won't be but one, But you know how that is. So, you got to make them pay when we get the opportunity.